bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribune de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was authored by the Reverend Christian E. Rautenberg, who was born in Misiones, Argentina. He has served as a missionary and as the director of the Lutheran School at Valparaiso, as teacher of the Biblical Institute and the Concordia Seminary of Buenos Aires. In 2007, he was sent as a missionary to Santiago City, Chile, where he is currently pastor. Since 2010, he has served as the president of the Lutheran Confessional Church in Chile. Pastor Rautenberg and his wife Ethel have two disabled sons, Nathaniel and Matthew. A text for our devotion from the 8th chapter of Acts. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" Philip's encounter with the Ethiopian in the desert is one of the most wonderful accounts in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Scripture is clear. It wasn't by chance that Philip went to that God-appointed rendezvous. As we know, the Lord already knew what was going to happen by the Holy Spirit's power. He knew how that encounter with the court official from the Queen of the Ethiopians was going to end. I think there is a lesson for us in that. You see, every day we run into people we don't know. Most of those times we confine our discussion to a perfunctory hi or bye. Then, when we're done, we continue on going about our plans. Still, from the Lord's perspective, these encounters are always opportunities in which the gospel may be shared. May I give you an example? Some time ago, Jose showed up at the Lutheran Center in Santiago. Like the Ethiopian, Jose had read the Word of God, but he still had many doubts. He felt as if he was in the desert, spiritually thirsty and hungry, like someone who doesn't understand the love God has for us in Christ. Jose knew the scriptures, but he hadn't truly met the Savior who has conquered all which separates us from the love of God. It didn't take long for us to begin instructing Jose in the Word. Very soon after that, his home became a place where the Bible and the Catechism were constantly being studied. By God's grace, Jose was brought to forgiveness, freedom, and the promise of eternal life which is ours through the shed blood of the Redeemer. Just like the Ethiopian, Jose had invited us to sit in his chariot and to walk along with him and his family. Just like the Ethiopian, Jose soon asked us if his three daughters could be baptized. There was no reason to waste any time. Of course, many encounters don't have the same ending as did that of the Ethiopian or Jose. Thinking over those times, I have to conclude many of those disappointments happened because we haven't taken advantage of the opportunities God has laid before us. When we met Jose, the gospel took him to a new spiritual reality, and now, together with his wife and daughters, he's an active member of the Lutheran Church and continues to be nurtured with the living waters of the Word of God. How wonderful it is when we realize we're in God's hands and understand He's the one that brings into our lives people who need to hear the gospel message. To that end, I would ask that you support God's ministry and pray for the lost as well as those who carry the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's ask God for His help in bringing those who are walking in the desert to encounter their Savior and Lord Jesus. We pray. Loving Savior, thank you for finding us. We ask that your gospel may reach out to all those who are still walking through the desert. Help us stay close to you by reading and meditating each day in your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen.